City Podcast, Episode 2. We are back.
We are back.
We told you we'd be coming in with some fire. We told you he came in looking like fire.
Sharp as a motherfucker.
We have the very first guest.
Oh, Lord.
On Swerve City Podcast.
The very first.
And she is near and dear to my heart. Miss Carlina Gore.
Yeah.
Stunts.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Say hello to the Swerve City fan base, as you will be very, very familiar with them, and they will be familiar with you.
Yes. So, hi. I'm going to be very socially awkward on here, so hang on for the ride.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So, tell them a little bit about yourself, because we are welcoming you. We're welcoming you to the podcast. We're welcoming you to our
speak your piece, girl.
Media
speak my,
world.
Speak my piece. Yeah. So, Carlina Gore. Some of you guys probably know who I am. Some people might not. But this is my other half.
Yay.
Yes. Sorry, I love squishing his face. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Break it down.
I guess I do a little bit of everything. I do like some modeling, acting, some stunt work, which is my favorite. And
sell yourself.
Some wrestling occasionally. And you can see the Warby shirt.
She's joined Warby's on PCW Ultra. She spits flames. She travels the globe.
Literally.
She's been to Thailand. She's,
yes.
I captured her from Seattle, Washington, back in 2017 in January when I faced Cody Rhodes in the main event of the very first Defy show. So, boom, there's that.
Facts.
Right there, right behind us. Shoot, what else? She's been on Z Nation.
Yep.
We have the DVD over there of the seasons that she's been on. Break it down. Like, you just did a project with
Film
Prospect.
Yep, which will be in theaters probably later this year.
She did stunt double work on that. She just did the video for the Devolver Digital at E3.
Yes, if you guys caught any of that, let me know. It was pretty epic. There's lots of blood, lots of gore, lots of craziness, which is my jam.
Okay.
Yeah, so
hence the gore name. But
you can actually check those both those videos out on YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. Devolver Digital, the E3 Live Expo from 2017 she was on, and she just did the E3 Live Expo in 2018. So go check those out when you can. Devolver Digital, E3 Expo.
Yes.
I want to educate the fans. I want to break it down to them a little bit. Tell them a little bit about how you broke into the stunt world and the wrestling world and how all this started really taking off for you, you know. Who knows? Stunt people could be watching this right now. And they'd be like, yo, we need a hot fire spitting, like, wrestling stunt woman
crazy
right now.
Freak of nature.
We were looking for that. And, we could really use that on this film coming up. You know, this project. Break the And for anybody that's looking to actually get into the stunt world, how they could do it.
Yeah, I get that question, like, every other day, I swear. So, anyways, I got into stunt work really, honestly, randomly. I was working at Tulalip Casino in Seattle, or not exactly Seattle, but in Washington. And I met this guy named Art Hickman, who's like one of my stunt fathers. I love him. And I started talking with him. He's like, oh, hey, you're doing background extras work as zombies on Z Nation. And he's like, have you ever thought about doing stunt work? And I'm like, wait. That thing exists, because you know when you're watching movies you never even think about it. You never think about let all these actors have stunt doubles because they're not able to risk their lives.
Not everybody's Jackie Chan.
Yeah, exactly.
Not everybody
wants to be, and they think they can be, but sometimes they're
contrary
not.
To popular belief, like Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy is not flipping off rocks and jumping on the moon craters and shooting guns.
That's a fact.
That's not how it goes. You gotta give these people credit, you know.
So I ended up going to the International Stunt School in 2016, which is where I tell everyone, if you want to get into stunt work, look that place up, the International Stunt School. It is based out of Seattle, Washington. It is the best place in all the U.S. to get trained. I've been training like wire work, all sorts of falls, stair falls, like being lit on fire, which is my favorite thing. So body burns. That's what I want to specialize in. Literally just everything that you needed to know for to be able to do anything on on all the movies or TVs and stuff.
Actually, we're going to have you switch in here and get you in the middle.
Oh, God.
And scoot you over some because we got to catch you on all the live videos so the Facebook Live over here can catch you.
Okay.
So there we go. Continue your story.
And I'm tiny, so there we go.
There we go. Boom.
No. Let's see. So, yeah, check out International Stunt School if you guys are interested in it. It's a big investment, but it was honestly the time of my life. I've never had that much fun, and I don't think I honestly will ever again. Some phone calls.
We're going to deny some calls right
it
now.
It was my phone last show.
Yeah, now it's me. I need to put this on freaking, what's it called? Airplane mode.
Yeah. Time.
But continue
yeah.
on.
So that's how I got into it. That's how I suggest you guys get into it, too, if you're interested. There's also a lot of different workshops around, so you can look that stuff up and just check out if that's something you're even good at, for one, or if something you
don't
want.
Don't be trash. Do not be trash. We don't want no trash students in the damn school.
It's cool. It was really cool when I went because there were a lot of people that were there for, like, different reasons because they thought maybe I'll be good at it. And maybe they weren't the best, but some of them just wanted to do it. They wanted to really just like.
Sounds like my wrestling school.
They wanted to just.
A lot of trash fools went through that place.
Sounds like
they wanted to just.
Sounds like rap.
Like.
Sounds like rap to me.
Oh my god! You got to try it. So I really respect a lot of the people that were there that may have not been the best, but they just wanted to do something crazy. I mean, like, when who else are you ever going to meet that says, "Hey, yeah, I know how to get hit by cars, do all this crazy fall downstairs and fight with people and get set on fire," and like no one else knows how to do that.
So,
freaking awesome.
So this brings me to a point because the last episode we were talking about relationships and we were going to get into it. We used to talk about LeBron James and sports, but we were segueing into this. So now that we have a woman on the show and we was going to actually speak our piece on the show, I wanted to bring this question. Yeah, now you said a little bit of background about yourself.
Sure.
Along with relationships. How did you meet your wonderful husband?
Oh, Lord.
Miss Strickland.
It's kind of easy when you're a main event on the show that you had. It's kind of easy. It's kind of easy when you're on the poster of the show that you do
when
work.
You're kind
of,
you know, the reason they buy it.
I'm just saying.
No. Okay.
I don't want
to
go there.
To be honest, I didn't even know who you were.
Oh, and my mojo just went all the way back.
I did not know the great Shane Strickland or Killshot or anything about you. I'm sorry. I admit it.
It's probably the best way the relationship should start.
But exactly.
The best way.
It's true. It's I knew nothing about him. I didn't know who you were.
Everything's falling. Oh, no, we're good. And honestly, you're right, because like my last relationship knew way too much about me before we even met. So that, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, that's the best way.
Yep.
But I like, you know, it's nice to meet someone like organically and just random. It was very random. Like I was helping out with Ring Crew, setting up for the first show, Defy Show, and Jim, the owner, just brings him in because he's, you know, going to win. You know, going to be the most awesome guy in Defy, apparently.
Something like that.
He was bringing us around, him around to meet us all. And then that was that. I was standing on the ring and I was like, hi.
That's the first,
trying to act really cool.
This is the first black guy you've dated?
Yeah.
Word.
You don't go back. She didn't go back. I'm sorry.
She went black, dog. Something about the swag, bro.
I don't know.
We different, dog.
Now the song actually makes more sense. Ain't nobody.
Ain't nobody. It makes more sense. It's a different swagger, man.
It is, man. It's different.
You know, you should be like, oh my God, Carly, what are you doing? And Shane's like, that's what you want to do.
Yeah. I'm over here playing 2K. So what did you think?
So what did you think when you met her?
Right away, like,
hold on, I have to say this. We guys. So the first thing you looking like you checking her out, or you just like eye contact first?
For me, it was eye contact.
It was the ass.
She has a wonderful ass, wide hips.
Don't even lie.
I compliment her on it every day. And I get to cuddle with
you. Wrestling fans, leave the DMs alone. Yo, this is a relationship conversation. Don't be hitting my sister DMs up. It's different. Hey, don't be hitting my sister DMs up. Okay?
This is the real reason why she's here. I'm like, hey, putting it on notice.
Hey,
Hey, she on lock.
Unavailable.
Follow her, book her, but she on lock.
She on lock.
I don't get the creeps in my DMs. Like, I never had that as a problem. Thank freaking God. But I don't know how all these girls are like, oh my God, I had all these creeps in my DMs. I'm like, I don't. I've never had that.
Like, let me
and don't start now.
Let, no, yeah, oh God, seriously.
Oh all God. Three of let you me, phones. Let don't
me,
start now.
Let me get your phone and spawn one dick that is white.
I don't have any dick.
A white dick in that phone. Let me. All right. I'm gonna go out and find out whose dick it was. Whose dick was
play
it?
Play match the dicks.
There's yep. a goddamn dick.
That'll be
a really white dick, a pale white dick in my damn phone. Whose dick is this?
Whose is it?
No, but honestly, she had like still to this day, she has radiating eyes to me, and walking in the building, it was one of the first like the Washington Hall is a beautiful building. You've just been in there, so you know how it is, TZ. But like I was walking around the building, it was. But like as soon as like
my tie on that one, even though it's straight,
bye bye, cook boy,
continue.
So no, like, but right away, she was the first like face I noticed. Boom, right off the bat, and I was like, oh my God, who is this woman? And she was like, she was working hard all day, so I couldn't really like communicate with her. She's running up and down the stairs, getting like seating arrangements, mm-hmm. tickets, all that.
He's like, hey.
Oh, hey, sorry, hold on.
Which match? Who he's fighting? Which match? Cody?
Me and Cody.
Cody, hold on. Hey!
Cody, not right now, Cody. Back off.
Hey, Cody.
Yeah.
We'll run the match.
So we're gonna do this? No.
We'll get to the match later. But so I'm like, she's running around working on the ring and doing all this stuff. So I had no real time to actually talk to her. So I'm setting up merch with Jeff Cobb. And Jeff Cobb, I'm like, yo, who is that? And she was like, oh, that's Carly. She works at, she does PCW Ultra in LA. I've seen her a couple times. She's a real sweet girl, real cool. I'm like, well, can you hook me up? So I asked for that connect a little bit.
Can I get your number?
Yeah,
can
hey,
I get your number?
Hey,
can
hey, I? No. hey, can I have it? So
he was not like that.
Time goes by and throughout the show. We end up getting a picture all together. So it was me, Matt Cross, and Jeff Cobb, we all got a picture. Mm-hmm.
You made sure you stood next to her?
I stood very close, right above the right shoulder.
Wow.
And I was creeping over. I just saw the picture recently.
Okay.
So.
I was like, wow.
Like, vivid memory. No. I just saw that. And, like, maybe a couple weeks, maybe a month later. in the span of that time between I saw her and I started talking with her, I Instagram stalked the absolute shit out of you. I knew every picture. I knew how many likes it had. I knew how many comments it had. I knew every fucking picture, and I just followed you. I was like, so it wasn't super creepy because I already met. It's not creepy. See, y'all, fan, people, it's not creepy when you meet the women already, then you Instagram stalk. It's creepy when it's the other way around, when you Instagram stalk, then you meet them. I think so I did it the right way, right? Yo, people on the Instagram live stream, man, like, let me know. Is it creepy if you meet them before you Instagram stalk? I don't think it's creepy. I think I did it the right, proper gentleman way.
You did it.
I think I did it right.
You played your cards right.
So,
but you weren't a creepy troll. You weren't like a gross guy. That was the difference. You were polite. And you were
this is me, like in my situations, right? So when I was younger, in my situations. I was I'm the funny dude. You got some guys that are like more the swagged out, you know, the bad boys. Yep. And then they say you're going to be two dudes. Oh, either you're the sense of humor guy to get the girl or you the bad boy to get the girl. And the bad boy thing kind of plays out after a while because once a chick gets kind of older, she's kind of like, I ain't dealing with this.
Well, No.
After a while, your credit got to get good.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad boy credit.
After a while, you actually, you know.
Bad boy got bad credit.
You actually got to show up to work.
Yeah.
You know.
But help me paying this car payment.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
But I'm going to be at that club tonight. Don't worry.
We can go in the room and talk about it.
Like, nah. After a while, you got to leave the bedroom at some point. In a lifetime.
Yeah.
And then when you do and realize how cold it is, it's like, oh shit, we kind of broke.
Yeah, we kind of don't have nothing.
Reality hits quick. So that honeymoon phase, man.
Darius Lockhart, what's good, bro? Continue.
My homie Darius, we need another match together. Me and Darius Lockhart. Shout out Darius Lockhart.
It was good.
It was awesome. It was fun. But continue what you were saying.
It's like, you know, me, I'm like the funny guy. So I like say real like cool stuff. And I'm the chill, funny guy. So a lot of what I learned about relationships, too. And let me ask you guys this, especially from a female's perspective as well. is how much chasing should a man do for a woman? How much chasing is enough chasing before it's just like too much?
Forget stalker. Yeah.
It could be borderline.
Borderline.
I don't think there's ever enough chase. I think you chase till you get your prey. I don't care where you go.
Or a restraining order.
You should chase them. You should chase them in the mall. You should chase them at their job. That's if they're single.
If they're single.
That's if they're single. Because if they're in a relationship, then it's like a little.
You really don't care.
No chill.
Yeah, you have guns blazing. Guns blazing.
Bow and arrow, boy. Oh, bruh. But and contrary to what y'all see on television and like social media and all that shit is fantasy. That doesn't always work. It never really works. All that shit.
What doesn't work?
Like that whole fantasy shit they show on movies and these television shows. They like really glamorize a lot of like these like, oh, I'm taken, but I'm still gonna fight for you and like jump through your window.
No, while your parents are life don't work that
and,
way.
Like that shit don't work.
With an act to stab you.
Stab you.
Fucking stalker.
Yeah, that shit doesn't
work. Life don't work.
It does not go like that. Especially you realize that shit when the more you become an adult and the less and more out of the teens. Well, actually more out of the early 20s, because there's a lot of early 20s that think that fantasy still exists.
See, when you're in your early 20s, you're just a bunch of jackrabbits. You're just trying to get it in.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to experience your body.
Pussy
and all
good,
that.
So yeah, I'm gonna like, stay. That's my wife.
Me, I just so happen.
That's your wife. The first pussy you get is your wife.
I just so happen to shoot the club up very often, but that was a different story.
I learned what that meant the other day.
My luck's so bad, I don't shoot the club up and they're pregnant. That's how crazy it is with me. Wow. But anyway, that's another story.
That's a bad omen
right there.
Oh, God. My man Anthony.
He got my second chance 13 years later now. What's good, bro?
Yo, shout out to Anthony, yo. He always freaking comes up and represents us in Defy Washington Hall. He comes to every freaking show. We went to Portland. He was there. Yo, Anthony.
Nicole's
watching. My friend Nicole. See, she knew me in high school. So this is what I'm saying. Like, this is before I had all these kids. See, I was like chilling. See, I was the chill dude. I was spitting my whack raps. And, you know, girls were kind of like it. You know what I'm saying? But I had like, I wasn't.
My man MJ said no holding stereos in front yards. That don't work.
Nope, the holding sign, please come out. And I love you and all that. That'll work, man.
Running on the middle.
You want to know what women
running
like,
on the middle
bro?
Of a football game to stop the game to say I love you? Nah, you will get shot.
They like consistency.
You will get shot.
That's it. Be consistent and what? Okay.
Don't be a dude.
Yeah, we can dive. This
what deep, like women? Deep. So women, let me ask you: what's going on in y'all mind? Do y'all really? Now you might be different. Do y'all really say what y'all mean, or is it like a code, or where we got to figure it out? Like damn, first 48 to find a dead body. Like for what y'all really say. Like if I ask you a question and it's like, what is this? And you'd be like, I don't know, or it's the opposite of what you really mean. Do women, is that just what is behind that?
Okay, I think a lot of it's like 50-50. I think there's a lot of women that do like BS you and just want to dance around the bush, or they're like trying to confuse you or catch you in some sort of thing, I think. But then for me, like I've always been a tomboy. I grew up from like first grade through like sixth grade with me and one other girl, and I didn't like her. So it was me and the guys. So that probably kind of changed how I am and how I communicate, because I'm very just blunt and direct. And like, I don't like to be like, I like people that are up front with me, because I am with everyone else too. So, that's because I'm probably different.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of women do.
A lot of women expect that, but they don't understand how to handle that. Women are emotional creatures. They're emotional creatures of habitat. Mm-hmm. So being deliberate with every woman doesn't work either, because like receiving too much of information overloads women's emotions, and so not every woman knows how to handle that. So that like. But there's also those mature women but that comes later in life. They get comes later a little bit, like out of the early 20s, that they'll be like, I want you to be straight up with me. Tell me straight up. Look me in my eye. Tell me, did you fuck her? Did you touch her? Did you really mean what you said when you went out there? That kind of shit
You don't, you don't, like you don't, yeah, baby, yeah. I tore that ass up, man.
Yeah, there's a real, be real, the woman out there, do you really want to hear that,
and she did everything, no. Yeah. She did everything.
Do you really want that answer?
I don't, yeah, well, I don't think any female at any point in their life wants to hear that.
But do you really also, like, not even in a cheating standpoint, but, like, do you really want to hear, like, the bad news, like, straight up, like, right, deliberate to your face, like, instead of, like, beating around the bush or working around, like, boom.
It depends on what you're talking about, though. Yeah, yeah, there's certain topics where I would be like, you better fucking tell me.
Right.
Right now.
And it depends on the woman, too. It depends on the woman.
Yeah.
Some women might.
Yeah, I think it depends on that trigger.
And that trigger. And that, the trigger and the person. And, yeah. You know, Nicole made a very good point. And I think that comes from a person who's probably in a relationship has been mature. That a lot of women don't have the maturity. It's the little things that matter. See, I noticed, like, my friend, he's been married for years since he got married at 17, and he's still with his woman now, and he's, like, in his mid-30s. And the thing that he told me, he's like, once we started to appreciate the little things with each other, everything got easier. He took out the trash. I ain't have to tell him to take it out.
Yep.
She does the dish or something like that. We ain't got to argue about that. It's the little things. Hey,
right.
How you feeling? Oh, you got that. Oh, that thing's on you. Let me take care of that for you. Or, you know, the cover, like maybe switching the sheets on the bed or some simple stuff like that. It's the real little things that matter that get overlooked, because us as men, I know I can speak as a man. That's the thing that we notice with women that we really don't tell women, is that we see these things and we kind of like,
we don't know we want it till we have it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we look at it, it's like, you know what, she's taking care of these things.
Yeah, you don't really notice it.
Because we rely on women to be good mothers. We rely on them to be responsible with our children, with their bodies, with their looks, and stuff that we look for in women that are like, could be motherly things. So we're looking to procreate and things of that nature. So when we look at those things, that's naturally what we look for. As in women, you know, and one more thing too for guys, we're looking for respect too. Respect is huge with us.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We want to be respected. Yeah. And women, I can see they're looking for security. You know,
security is probably one of the biggest things.
Security,
it's like the top three for women.
Yeah.
Like, they want to feel like no matter what happens, like, they want to, like, every woman wants to be cradled.
Yeah.
You know, they want that feeling of, like, in a physical standpoint, in a mental, emotional standpoint as well. Like, she can fall back and you're there to catch her. Everybody wants that. Every woman wants that.
Yeah.
I think that's,
and it's not, and then to let you guys know that too. Sorry to say that. Sorry, guys. But it's not just financial either. This is talking about everything. Like, if the chips are down and she's not there, is the guy going to be able to hold down mentally and be able to be the calming spirit in the storm? Because a lot of women, and one thing that I've noticed about women sometimes, and even with men, you know, rather it's the lack of a father figure for a man or the lack of maturity in a woman, sometimes the appreciation of the security and what that means is different. You know how many women out here I know dating dudes with a bunch of money, but they're not happy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got all security in the world financially.
On the Instagram, there's Instagram hoes out there. He might be watching. Stop it.
Matter of fact,
go be happy. Leave his money bag.
Actually, in the wrestling world, I've seen it.
I'm sorry.
In the wrestling world, I've seen it. Like, not to throw anybody under the bus or throw shade anywhere. I've seen it. Like when you grow, you get that money. You start finding out what's more important. Like, damn, like, it's not as important as it used to be. Or you feel a little like you're not getting as much as you used to anymore. Like, but also with the women, like, you can see that, I'm trying to figure out how to word this. You can pretty much see that they don't have that, the insecurities grow as well. That's what I've seen. I feel like the women's insecurities have grown. And the men's, like, feel, like, unstoppable a little bit. So they can pretty much do whatever they want. They feel more entitled to. That's just me, though. That's what I've seen.
From, like,
as far as growing, as far as, like, when the money starts growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think the biggest thing that I've learned, and maybe I want you guys to speak on this, is the importance of what communication means. Because a lot of people think communication is just verbal. There's a lot of body, verbal, nonverbal communication. Mm-hmm. What they say, 80% of communication is nonverbal. So a lot of it is just body language and communication as far as relationships and things of that nature. Speak to them a little bit about how you guys have been able to not only last, but what is y'all communication skills to keep arguments to a minimum and understand where each other's coming from? Not saying you guys don't argue, but, like, to keep it to a minimum in y'all communication.
Yeah. Truth be told, our arguments are very minimal.
Yeah.
Over the year, 13 months we've been together, I think we had about
almost 15
argument already. See, she's killing my fucking point. Yo, see y'all.
All these guys.
Wait to get on. See, look at you. Wait to get on camera, get all this attention, just to steal it from me. Flip on me, right on the.
I'm calling your bluff. Right on the dot. That's all I'm
listen,
doing.
Y'all stay out of her DMs, but y'all getting his DMs.
And y'all oh, hell no. Bro,
shit. Don't set me up with that problem.
Yeah, I know.
But shit, like, we our arguments are very minimal. I'm like, to me, when problems arise, I don't feel like there's a problem I can't solve.
Yeah.
Me personally. And it took years, like, years of, like, failing to figure that out. It took years of failing in like trying to figure out problems, years of receiving every problem you could ever imagine under the sun, and just being throwing fits at it, having lose my mind, having lose control of my mental state, my like emotions and all that. So after years of doing that, I don't and like finally finding ways to like conquer those things, there's not a problem I don't feel like I can't solve. You know, so even with like anything, anytime she has a problem, oh baby, we can do that. We can get through that. Let's it hurts now. It's a problem now, but don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to solve it or we're going to solve it together, but it's never going to be just her. That's my mindset. She's never going to go through anything by herself.
And that's a good thing, man, because you know, for that comes back. See guys, that not only comes back to communication, that comes back to security as well. Being able to know that someone is going to be there through thick and thin. One thing about me and one thing I've learned about myself is that, see, I got in a relationship very early. My first relationship, I was 15 years old. If she, Nicole, I went to high school with her. She saw who I was with. And she knows my first baby mother. She knows of her. She's seen me with her. Like, I was very, very early, and I swore I was married at 16. I swore.
You weren't the only one, bro.
I swore.
You were not the only one.
That was my first everything. Like,
everyone's first relationship was.
Pun this comment. I'd watch movies and retry that and all that stuff. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we've learned everything together. But what happened is that over time, you learn, like, you're learning. There's nothing wrong with learning and growing together, but I think 17, 18, 19, you're a kid. You don't know nothing. Even in your early 20s.
You still learn.
You still learn. It's when you hit the mid to late 20s is when it starts to...
It really starts to click.
And you start understanding what it is that you want. And me, I was 16 years old. So I met my first baby mother. I'm not even going to say her name because it's not deserving. But I met her. You know, I was walking down the street off the school bus, and I stopped and started talking to her. And next thing you know, 10 years later, we got two kids. But no, listen. But when I first met her, I was just a cool, funny guy. But my point is that I was incredibly immature, and I was doing a lot of things living life. See, my thing was I made a lot of life decisions that was kind of reckless. So I was like trying to be a player, but that's not in my DNA, but still trying to be in a relationship. Like being a player, it's got to be in your DNA. You get a bunch of girls, slick talk, and have every girl to your house every night and all that. That's got to be a DNA type thing. That's not me.
This is the 50 Cent PIMP era, though. So everybody was trying to be like that.
Everybody was trying to be like that.
At that time, everybody was trying to like make it hot in here. Everybody was trying to be PIMP.
Everybody was trying to be that dude. So
big pimping, spending. Yeah, that was the era. Like everybody was the player, the pimp, like the dude with a lot of girls. That was trendy in our culture.
I didn't know communication, bro. I didn't know that was very trendy. I didn't know how to communicate with a woman. I didn't even understand it. Like I always had my dad on the phone, but I never see. I didn't have a man in the house, even though he was there. He wasn't there. So a lot of lot of the pimp talk and a lot of the game that I had to learn late.
Yep.
I had to learn late how to communicate with a female.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I had to learn late how to talk to a chick.
Well, my bladder's communicating with me because I got to take a urinate. So I'll be right back on that matter.
You got to take a urinate.
So let me ask you this.
Take a urinate.
So
let's get a hashtag. Hashtag urinate.
Hashtag urinate. Hashtag let's get that. Urinate. Let's get that trending, y'all.
Take a urinate.
Hashtag take a urinate. There you go. That's even better.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
You're dating Shane Strickland, but to you now is just Stefan, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So
people don't know his real name.
Stefan from Seaver.
Yes.
Anyway.
That guy.
You know, so I gotta, you know, you gotta cross the leg for this one, y'all. You know, you gotta cross the leg for this, like Dr. Phil. But no, listen.
Okay.
You guys, okay, so you guys meet and you guys obviously get a good communication skill going. You guys, what is something about him that you don't like, that you that you deal with? Everybody has something about the person they're with they don't like.
Okay, like, for, I do have to say, for one, with him, like, there's nothing that's, like, with everyone else I've ever dated, there's been something, like, a big thing. I'm like, God, if they just, like, have these few things, then they'd be okay. But with him, there's nothing, like, massive. Like, to be honest, there's nothing that's, like, a deal breaker or any... I'm getting to that. So basically, like, the only thing
that...
She made
sure she had that one loaded.
She had that one locked and loaded.
Yeah.
She, the only... I ain't going to forget that.
I've been wanting to pull this trigger for...
Oh, my God. So the only things that really just, like, I'll laugh about them is when he's... Yes, he unleashes in bed. I mean, this is, like, every guy, so I'm sure every girl has these same complaints and issues.
That's not me. I never did that.
He makes, I don't know, like, we just laugh about it because it's funny, and he'll make some stupid little joke.
I'm a quiet, a flatulent.
And I'll just be like, dear God, you're trying to kill me, and just, you know, I don't know, whatever it is. So it's, like, the little things like that, but it's nothing bad. And then, like, he'll sometimes go into rage mode with 2K, and he'll play a lot of 2K, and I hate it. I'm sorry, I hate 2K! Like, sorry, guys, 2K sucks. In my opinion, I'm not a 2K. Gamer, but
well, guys, we thank you for watching this video.
Get out of here! Get out! You're moving back to Washington. Yeah, I might be doomed after this. But anyways, but
how do you tolerate that? How do you tolerate that? How do you, like, tolerate him playing?
I just,
because you don't mean him be online.
Oh, cussing. God, you guys all the time. I'll just do my own thing. It's a great time to, you know, take a long, nice shower. Take forever getting ready.
Yeah, she takes a time. She spends a time very well.
I'll blast my metal music, I'll go cook, I'll, like, watch my weird little dorky, nerdy, like, sci-fi and history shows and, like, learn a bunch of cool things while he's in there screaming rage at the TV. But that's about it. I mean, honestly, there's, like, nothing that, and I'm not just saying that, like, with him, I'm like, he's a keeper, he's the one for me, and that's because there's nothing, there's no big hang-ups with
him. Is there anything that she does?
There's literally not a thing. Like, there's times where, like, so, like, my big thing, look, it's not even, like, a thing that's, like, oh, man, if she just changed this thing about her. This is more like a pet peeve. Like, she knows when I have my headphones on, I'm, like, nothing else in the world exists. I'm listening to whatever it is. I'm zoned in. I'm digesting. But she'll, like, speak an entire summary of whatever she
headphones
was.
Headphones while you play the game?
Or
music or whatever?
Like, if I have a podcast on, I'm listening to, if I'm streaming music, if I'm like...
Oh, that's your man time.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm dialed in. I'm like zoned in. Yeah. But she will speak an entire summary about bats, about a rock collection that she wants to own.
Like crystals, they're not just rocks. Oh my God.
About a ghost that she thinks she saw.
Oh, and you know what's the worst? You know the automated response. You know women hate that.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
that's
damn, what's up.
Sometimes I'm trying to feed you. The thing he doesn't understand. What? Sometimes I'm trying to feed him, and I can't. I'm like, hey, over here, and he just ignores me.
Damn, babe, that was. That's
I have to just
crazy.
Keep talking, or that's otherwise you're just like,
that's what's up.
So that's not. But it's not. But it's not a deal breaker. That's something I'm willing to, like, go with for, like, another 20, 30 years. I can.
Oh, that's it. I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna be dead or in a walking chair.
No, you will not.
I'll be in a freaking wheelchair.
Well, I'll be pushing you in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and I'm still gonna be like, yep,
off a cliff,
babe. Uh-huh. This is crazy. Yeah. Uh-huh, babe. This is fucking wild. But anyway, it's like there's nothing. Nothing about her. I love every single aspect about this woman. Like,
you're weird.
Literally. I never laughed this much with a woman ever in my life. I'll tell you that much.
That's what's up.
Oh, God. That's another huge important thing besides the communication, either physical or you know, verbal or both, is just laughing with your freaking partner. Like, humor and laughter really, really, really keeps you together. Like, and it helps you through the thick and thin, good times, bad times. I mean, if you can just laugh through it all, like, that can honestly be your saving grace.
Yeah, that definitely can be.
Like, I swear.
Shout out to DeathPanda06. Yes, I do have a PlayStation 4. Friend me on Shane Strick on the PlayStation Network. Boom. Answer your questions.
You know, me, man, I rage game the other day, and I haven't played
since. Yo, he shut down. Yo, like, bro. No exit. Like, legit. Yo, we were freaking, like, first of all, we were getting our ass whooped. There was, like, a full 5-on-5 team. We fought, like, which, if you know, if you go on ProLam on NBA 2K, it's very rare you get five people. So, like, TZ, we got TZ. Let's go. We got full five people.
Still mad.
It was, like, second going into third quarter. We were getting our asses whooped. We were like, yeah, then boom, Montezzi left the party. Oh, I think his mic went out. Boop, Montezzi quit the game. Oh, shit. Oh, Teezy, where'd you go? I don't think I heard from him for another 5 hours that day.
Oh, you're like, he might be dead.
5 hours later, he hits me up saying, my bad, bro, I rage quit. No, shit, you did. We needed you. Where were you when we needed you? Men died that day.
I don't.
Men died.
I usually die on my sword. Uh-oh. I never rage quit. I never do. But that game pissed me off so bad.
It was tragic.
But so, you know, my thing is, like, with my relationships that I've been in and things that I've been able to accomplish in them is there's a lot of laughter. It's a lot of fun. I don't take myself too serious.
Nah.
And, you know, I take being a father very serious, too. But as you look at it, you know, this is also a good question, too, because it takes a special woman, your father. So it takes a very special woman to understand.
Father of two.
To understand that and be accepting of your family with your two kids that are not hers, which is, it takes a very mature, a very logical woman to do that. First of all, let me ask you, do you want kids?
Yes, I do. And that was the criteria for, like,
you have four like me, bro. Might as well just join the club.
Like, I literally have a checklist with, like,
yes,
okay,
I have four kids. Four.
He's got a lot. But
I have two. Two very bad fat babies.
They're good kids. Stop.
They're good.
But,
they don't cause too much trouble.
But, yeah, I mean, that's, like, one of the things on my checklist with, like, you know, do you want kids? If you don't, then get the heck out of here. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm at that age, too, where I'm just, like, I don't want to be wasting anyone's time. I don't want anyone wasting my time. No. And it was like, no one was worth it until this guy came along.
She
and
wanted
to
say the N-word so bad.
I did not.
She wanted to say the N-word.
She's
so
like, this
bad.
Nigga.
I was going to say motherfucker, but I'm trying to tone down the language here.
Yeah,
sorry.
Mom and dad's watching. Can't be.
They might. I don't say the N-word.
There was.
She did slip up one time.
And it was the funniest moment in our relationship so far. It was hilarious. And she said it in another accent, which made it even funnier. So I was like, you should have seen me glow.
So
it was like they announced Incredibles 3. I was like, like, you should have seen me. Oh my god.
I can't even remember it.
It was a blast.
It was awful.
Oh, I was like,
did I say in a British accent or something?
Yeah, you said
stupid.
It was a stupid, silly accent, but it was like I literally glowed up.
God.
Not today.
Rejected.
I literally glowed for the rest of the night from that. I just sat there looking at it like,
and I was like, oh my god! I can't believe I said it!
Oh, my little N-word sayer.
And that was the first time, and I will never say it again. And wasn't I singing? I was singing something.
It was something, but I'm sitting there like,
and it just,
you know what? We should watch Django right now. We should totally just go watch Django. Let's go watch Django. There's a lot of white people saying the N-words on that.
Yo.
Get out of here, you're fine.
But, yeah.
That's dope, bro. That's fire. That's fire.
Oh, God. It was awful. I felt so bad.
So, like,
anyways.
Like, yeah, to follow up on what I was saying, like, kids.
Yes,
like,
kids. Sorry.
How was it like being a mature woman, understanding that a guy already got different responsibilities?
Yeah.
Is that difficult for you?
Oh, Lord. Okay, so in my past, I would have never even, like, looked at him or even considered dating him or anyone that had kids. Like, wouldn't have done it because I was like, I can't handle that. I don't want that. Like, I don't want that responsibility on me. It's just too much. Like, you know, he'll be distracted by it or something, or like he won't have that same like passion or energy or time to give to me is what like I always thought with anyone that had kids in the past. And then I went through my own, like, I'll say personal hell and shit. And I was just like, why was that even a big deal? Like, I just grew up a lot. Like, what I went through ended up making me grow up really quickly. And I'm just like, why was that a problem? And I don't really see it as a problem anymore. And it's just like, you know, it's an extension of him and it's like another little version of him to love.
Well, I mean, we all got crazy guidelines till we experience it. And then we realize half.
It's not so bad.
Yeah,
and then
it's
we
realize
half the stuff that we had guidelines for ain't that bad. And the stuff we didn't have guidelines for, the stuff we should have had guidelines
exactly.
For. Yeah, that's so, always how it works.
It's just, I just had to grow up. And I think a lot of people, yeah, you know, some of you might out there be thinking the same thing. Like, oh, I don't want to, you know, like date someone who has kids or whatever, but like they honestly might be like the love of your freaking life. And just
and
because exactly. And just because they have kids doesn't mean you should like not give them that chance. Like if you think that they are right for you and you think, you know, after you've grown up and become an adult finally.
Yeah. Them
you
things,
know,
the things you attracted to, they change. You
yeah.
don't, you're not even attracted to the same things that you were when you get older.
Yeah.
You know, you're not attracted to the same people that you were when you get older. Like you find new things that you attracted to, you find new loves, you find new things that are like big, like those are like really big things that you want in your life.
Yeah, they're very
that person
things.
May have, and you know, and that may not have been the same thing when you were younger. So you gotta give yourself time to grow and mature to know what you want. Those things you want mature with you.
And I think for him, like he's a really good father, and I really like. Respect him for it. Even like my mom talks about him all the time. She's like, he's such a good dad. And like he tries to go visit and all this stuff. Like I really have respect for him, you know, for not just like being a deadbeat dad, which there are a lot of those guys out there and stuff. But like he puts his kids as a priority. And that just shows me as a woman, like his level of commitment. And like, you know, so all the guys out there that are single, you know, or like dads and they aren't with their, those people anymore. But
those people.
But like, I mean, it's just good to know that they're committed and like they're still a part of their kids' lives no matter what.
Yeah.
And they're not just willing to shove them aside. And that to me showed that he has just passion, commitment. He has loyalty and like his family is a priority for him, which was a huge thing for me. That was on my checklist. Like, I can't be with anyone that just is like, screw my family. Oh, I got kids, but fuck them. Like, but it's always a priority with him. Like, and I love that about him. So that's something that actually turned into something I love the most about him. Instead of being like, I'm never going to be with this guy. He has kids. And I never thought I would say that, but I grew up. So there you go.
Well, I've been raised around women. So like supporting women and like learning and like fighting with women, raising women, little girls and stuff, like having relationships. It's, like, that's all my life has been revolved around. So, I like, all those aspects of it helped me learn how to grow and be a proper man to a proper woman.
You become more understanding being raised by women.
You
definitely do. As with men, you're kind of more, when you're like, let's say a single man is raised by his dad, I could say that, I hate to say it, but he's more cutthroat in his feelings as opposed to a guy when he's with his mom or raised by a woman or in that environment with a house. Mm-hmm. We have to gauge our emotions more because we can tend to kind of be more emotional sometimes. But once we gauge it and we filter it and we grow up and we mature as men, our communication skills end up being better.
Yes.
Either you live in a marriage and either if you're in a house with women or you're in a house where both parents are together.
I grew up with both.
You grew up with both.
Yeah. So like
I didn't. I grew up with my mom and her boyfriend at the time.
Yeah. Like for me, like
not my biological dad.
See, I was fortunate enough to get like multicultural growing up. Like I was like, I lived in the States. I lived in Germany until I was like 8 years old. And I had both my parents. I had just my mom, and then I stayed with my dad. I lived in nice neighborhoods. I lived in bad neighborhoods. I like been around with my cousins, you know, like who are getting in trouble. I've been around my cousins that are like good, and they grew up like. Very proper, and they grew up like I grew up around a lot of white kids, truth be told, but I also grew up around a lot of black dudes. That
I grew up
around
a lot of mixed people.
Yeah,
but mixed bad.
Yeah, a lot of black.
I grew up around a bunch of black and white people. Mixed
go to town, go ass.
Let me rephrase.
Yeah, you know, so like I got a lot of that. So I got the best thing about that. I got so much experience with every little thing,
and that's why Carla's gonna have the best mistake when it comes out.
Hey, the fire
with
the
your
flames.
Direction and my direction. This
the
girl's
flames.
Gonna be the best rapper in the
Why
world.
Why did they want me to do this
Spit
so bad?
This hot flame,
hot
flame.
Garbage is what's
he's
gonna
helping
be.
Me.
Hot
double,
garbage.
So he's helping
cell
me.
Cover.
So we
I'll
help
take
you.
A CD and pour some gasoline, and psh, that's what it's gonna be. Hot garbage. Going in the garbage can.
So we talked about our relationships and all that. We got to touch on some current events right now. Of course, what just happened. We just had the death of rapper XXXTentacion, 20 years old. Now, there's a lot of mixed reviews in the world about his death. One being the fact that, like, his music was very depressing. And he talked about suicide a lot, dying and death. That's what he pretty much promoted, in a sense of, like, that's what he was dealing with. That's what was going on through his mind a lot. So he put a pen to paper and, like, I wasn't a fan of his music too much, but there's millions of people that he touched in that age range that followed him.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely followed him.
Yeah.
So, like, once again, for me, on a personal standpoint, I think it's very...
Santana, what's up?
Oh! I think it's very sad that he was gunned down the way he was. Just leaving a bike shop to buy a motorcycle. Just something simple like that. In Florida, mind you. But at the same time, this is the kind of thing... This kind of, like, tragedy should wake a lot of these younger generation rappers up, and just, like, they shouldn't be following that path. They should not be.
Can I ask you this question? Yeah. And this is going to sound messed up.
Yeah.
But I have to ask you guys this question. He obviously was in the news and got in trouble for some things, egregious things that he did to women and stuff like that.
Oh, awful.
And let me ask you guys this question. Please, you guys on Instagram Live and Facebook and the tweets and the internets and all
Definitely comment on this. Answer this question.
Is it that when people die that they're all of a sudden right? There's a rock Jadakiss said. He's like, and why is it that the dead man's always right, knowing that he did dirt all his life? Like, is that true? Like, are we, like, not saying that some people, I'm not saying this, please don't take it that way. But is it that some people, when some people die and they did a lot of dirt, let's say a serial killer passed and you're just like, rest in peace.
And another thing, I would say, like, we were ready to, like, crucify Kanye West for saying what he said on TMZ. We were ready to throw away all his music, get, like, certain people taken off of Spotify. We were ready to crucify these people for, like, things that they said or what they feel like was right, and they stood behind Trump and all this other stuff. But, man, like, as soon as XXX, what, like, raped a woman, allegedly, beat his pregnant girlfriend, and was really into, like, a lot of violence, a lot of, like, really raw stuff in real life, not just in his music. But we're ready to, now that he passed away the way he did and was murdered, we're ready to just, like, celebrate.
Like Tupac. Bit.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, slow down. We need to slow down on the radio.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Go ahead, let it out.
No, they were just talking about that on the radio down here. And him and I were in the car, and we were just like, why are they putting him on a pedestal next to, like, Tupac and Biggie? Like, they're like, oh, in 5 more years, he could have been on that same level. And we were like,
whoa.
Like, slow your roll here.
Yeah, like, I
just because he died, they're just going to forget all the crappy things he did.
Now, I would like him to rest in peace. That is the true thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I got to keep that same energy.
Gotta keep that energy.
When it comes to people that are, like, doing wrong. And of course, he's not the only rapper to do wrong. There's been other artists and musicians, actors that done some really bad stuff. But as soon as they pass away, we kind of wipe that slate clean. A little bit. But this is, like, I feel like they're doing it again for XXX.
That's like when you pass away and you say you did some dirt and stuff like that, they like to clean that slate very quick. Yeah. But it's like the legacy you had while you were here is very tainted. But, you know, that's a bad way to go out. You know, I wish the best for his family and, you know, everyone for him. That's a bad way to go out. Now, if the man is trying to change his life, and he realized he made some mistakes, and he's doing everything to rectify it, that's different. Some people are not going to forgive you.
He was, now, like, what I've been hearing on a lot of these radio shows, that he has been, like, took a whole 180 and was changing his life, trying to right his wrongs. This past couple months, maybe a year. He was like trying to get on the right path. He was going on Instagram Live, not doing a lot of the garbage that he was doing. He wasn't getting into trouble. He was really trying to like motivate his fan base. He was really trying to talk to him, trying to get him in the right headspace.
To be 20 years old doing that, self-accountability, that's big at 20 years old.
That's huge.
That's big at 20.
But at the same time, like, it's almost like if you watch the movie Menace to Society, I've done too much to go back.
Yeah.
I think what the lesson we need to learn from this death right now is even at all the small little mistakes that you make that early on, they can catch up to you quicker than later on in life.
Amen.
Like at 18, he was doing a lot of trouble. It caught up to him at 20. You know, that a lot of rappers like
JT Davidson was good, bro.
JT. A lot of these other rappers that are kind of following the same suit, they're starting to dial back on Instagram Live a little bit now. They're starting to like stop calling out everybody, beefing with everybody, coming at people's sets, going to other people's gang territories, trying to be hard, trying to like troll the internet, trying to get these followers. That's not the way we do it. That's not the way. That's like, how do you think people got famous on or became famous artists prior to this internet age? It was talent. It was like bringing out something new, bringing out something different. Now they're just trying to get the biggest hits online, social media. They're trying to get noticed with like any way they can, like troll it, like troll this, troll that, troll this, everything. Like, we can't take anything seriously anymore. People were like debating if the little video that was being shot with him in his car dead, if that was real or not. People are still debating it now.
People are like, where the blood at?
Yeah. People, where are the bullet holes? We're like, that's how desensitized we got as a society. Wow. That, like, we're literally watching a kid dead on the video.
That laugh was not to laugh at that.
No.
At him. It was the thought of what, you know.
Yeah. But, like, we're so desensitized as a society now that, like, I've listened to, like, the Charlamagne the Guys, the Breakfast Clubs, and the Joe Budden podcast. I listened to those guys, like, earlier today, and they were discussing that they were saying, like, we normalize the things that aren't normal. Seeing people just dead,
yeah, dogs being beaten. You can go on Facebook Live and like see people die.
Yeah,
and it's like normal.
It's a normal thing. A rapper being dead at 20—that's a normal thing for us, and that's not okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can only hope that this tragedy is something that educates and makes everything. It changes everything. It's unfortunate that it's always something bad that happens that changes how we move forward and what we do. Mm-hmm. But I hope this is one of those times where we'll be like, yo, your death wasn't in vain. This whole industry is going to change because of that and be the saddened monarch for how hip-hop artists, we continue on. That, like, you know, like the 6ix9ine doesn't have to do the garbage that he's doing. He just can make hot music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Speaking of hot music, I got something to say. I got to make it as dramatic as possible. I got to wipe my eyes.
All right.
Give me a minute. I got to make it very dramatic, so give me a minute. Yeah. Speaking of hot music, I got off the phone with my dog, Mickey Fax.
Oh, Lord. That boy going to cook.
Me and Mickey Fax just talk.
Oh, Lord. Oh, y'all ain't ready.
Did y'all just hear what I said? I said, me and Mickey Fax. I said me and Mickey Fax just spoke. You know, if you didn't know, me and Shane are working on an EP. We're working on an album. For real. And the first single's featuring Mickey. I just spoke to Mickey today.
Bam.
I spoke to Mickey today. Mickey said,
bam.
I'm recording my verse next month.
God damn.
He's dead. We're just banning
him. I could have swore 2 months ago we was talking about, yo, by June, July. By June, July.
And Mickey just messaged me. Mickey Fax right there.
Bye.
We.
The faking of the devil.
We got this track we working on. Mickey. Yes.
We'll talk money later. Let's just bask in the celebration that you're going to be on the track.
We'll
talk money later.
We talk money. It's taken care of. I spoke to him on the horn. And it's a wrap. That's hot music. Me and Shane featuring Mickey Fax. It's going down. We already negotiating. I spoke to him earlier today. He just messaged me now. We working on something crazy.
Are you going to be rapping?
You might hear my voice. It may not be a rap verse, but you might hear my voice. You Why might not? Hear...
I can't hear rap. Why aren't you going to force the incredible Shane Strickland?
We agreed on... Listen. We agreed that on one song he would rap.
Oh.
A verse.
Oh.
It might not be a verse. It might be a hook.
A hook.
Let's divide that to a hook.
It might be a hook. We agreed.
I ain't Leo Rush.
Because I'm trying to get him to do more, and he's trying to stay in his lane.
Right.
So, you know me. I'm pushing.
I love and appreciate hip-hop music, but damn it, I do not belong in a booth, and I know my lane. That's like, TZ, big, huge wrestling fan. Does he belong on the top rope?
Who, me? Man, my black ass get beat up so damn quick.
Boom, safe.
If it ain't Undertaker 1991 squash match and I'm doing the squashing, I ain't doing it.
Bruh, is Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff. I'm the DJ, he's the rapper. Except I'm the wrestler, he's the rapper.
Yeah. I'm not that good. He's a great wrestler. Don't worry about me rapping.
He's a great rapper.
I'm terrible. I'm horrible. She's better than me.
Oh.
We compliment
one another. Yes, we do compliment one another. We're brothers. We're happy. We're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Hey. cook.
Yes. The Wayans brothers. Do you history of the Wayans brothers?
All right. So, man, what else is going on?
Oh, he said, can he get that t-shirt that you're wearing?
Oh, this one right here? This is British Strong Style. Them boys, they just won the NXT tag titles, actually. Yeah, British Strong Style. My man Tyler Bate hooked me up. I know all them dudes. I wrestled all them dudes. Come on now. Don't disrespect me. I've been around the block. I know everybody on these posters. I've either been in the ring with them or I know them. I got the hookup with the merch and the t-shirts. Get it right.
Interact with us. Like, you let us know. Like, you know, what put in the comments your relationships, you know, the good things about the relationships, the pet peeves, things like that. Let us know, you know, what makes a relationship strong and things like that. Any comments on X on XXX or I forgot his name. And let me know.
Oh no.
It's still recording.
R.I.P.
It's still recording. Let me know exactly how you feel and put it in the comments. So, you know, one thing I also want to say. While we're here and we're going to the music, switching the music to something else. What goals do you have in the next 5 years in your life? What's something you're trying to achieve in the next 5 years of your life?
In the next five? Well, for me, everything I work for is for my children. It's for my family. Everything. And I've always said that. Like, everything I'm working for, when I started out early in my career, I was just trying. I set little goals for myself.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to, be able to pay my phone bill through wrestling. You know, and was able to accomplish that. You know, I just wanted to be able to, get my face on the poster. I wanted to be a main event. So I set little goals. So now, at this age, at 28 years old, I can afford a pretty decent home in Orlando, Florida through wrestling. I've been on video games in WWE 2K. 18 and 17. Boom. I traveled the world. I've just recently wrestled my hero, Rey Mysterio, in a ring, in a match and stuff. Boy, cook. I have this lovely lady sitting next to me.
Repeat that one more time. Who you just wrestled?
That boy cooks.
Who you just wrestled?
Oh, Rey Mysterio.
I don't think they heard you. They didn't hear you.
The legend himself.
They didn't hear you, bro.
The legend himself. The man that literally made me want to get up off my couch and become a professional wrestler.
My friend right here does wrestle Rey Mysterio, y'all. I don't want to hear nothing.
It may not be the last time either. So
I don't want to hear no negativity, bro. This dude one of the GOATs, bro. This dude's one of the GOATs right here. He just wrestled with Rey Mysterio, bro. I don't got nothing else to say.
On top of that, I finally have the woman in my life that I know that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And Carlina. Little Miss Carlina. I'm just taking life. I'm just taking my My five-year plan, I'm just taking it one day at a time because everything's falling into place the way it should. Mm-hmm. And, like, it took 9 years of dedication to this craft to be able to just to achieve that. And that's something that not a lot of people get to do. Ain't so,
don't mind me.
That's not a lot. So I'm already fortunate for where I am for 5 years from now. 5 years.
We're gonna time out.
Yeah. We always do that. Yeah.
Facebook Live
gonna keep going. Instagram, we gotta say bye because I'm about to time out. Thank you for following me.
Mine's gonna time out too.
Yeah. He fought Rey Mysterio.
Boom.
I ain't got nothing else to say.
But 5 years, I'm looking at 2 years at this point. I'm looking at 2 year plan.
Tell me.
You know, and contractually, I'm not allowed to talk about certain things of where I may be heading a year from now. So that's something you're just going to have to tune into the Swerve City podcast and find out. You're going to have to tune into me and Montezy Moore and our social medias to find out what's going on with our 2 year, 5 year plan. What's your 2 year, 5 year plan?
Yeah.
For me, man. Wow. All right.
I'll give you my 2 year, 2 minute plan is another year, urinate.
What the heck? I'm over here drinking tea and kombucha like a camel. And you're like, I got paid.
Girl.
It's me. We traded places for
girl,
months.
If you don't what? Shut up before I damage that hump.
Oh, my. This is why I'm going to marry him.
It gets real. It gets real at Shane's house. Yeah. My 2 year plan. Well, you know, trying to stack up as much bread as I can. Obviously, get as much money in my pocket because you know I got a basketball team, so I have to stack up money. I have to buy diapers continuously. But besides that, real talk. I want to have my degree in 5 years. I took time off from school. I have 40 of my 60 credits. I've been slacking, but I've been dealing with so much life stuff. So by the time I turn 30 Saturday. So yes, Saturday I turn 30.
Happy early freaking birthday!
Oh, well, thank you.
Woo!
I'm gonna sit in my room drunk.
Oh, God. No.
So
oh my God.
I am going to I want to get my degree by the time I'm 35.
Boom. Okay.
By the time I'm 35, I have 40 credits of my 60. I can get there by the time I'm 35. Next thing that I want to do is as far as career goals, I want to shoot some music videos for some songs that I made. But one thing that I really want to do that is different that many people might not know that I want to do is I actually want to learn how to play guitar. So in 2 to 5 years, acoustic. I don't have to be, you know, I don't have to be Slash or nothing like that. But I at least want to be able to, you know, do a little acoustic. I can't sing for nothing, but, you know, play a little something and, you know, stack up some money and, you know, and do that. As far as any other career goals, I'm not going to be rapping forever. I'm going to do it. I do it periodically, but eventually I'm going to get to the point where I want to get into other projects. At some point you got to switch things up. You can't be the same guy all the time, as you see why I'm wearing stuff like this. You know?
Yeah. Hey, I just started getting into suits too. Trying to grow my suit collection a little
bit. It fits something that fits my big ass head finally. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time, but that's what I want to do in my 2 to 5 years. Anything for, you know, raise my kids, be there for them as a father. I want to travel. I've never been out the country.
That's a must.
Oh, you have to travel.
So I've been in all over the world, but I've never been all over the world. So I want to be able to travel. You guys know that I will be in North Carolina for WrestleCade. So you guys on 11/24 through 11/26, so you guys come holler at me there. And
I'm gonna say it right here, right now, and I'm gonna hold this promise. One of these days, if it be a year, 2 year, 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now, I'm taking Swerve City out of the country. I'm saying it here. I'm saying it now. Swerve City, Montezy Moore, Shane Swerve Strickland is going to be leaving the country.
One thing I will say too, because this actually reminds me of this. My goal for us, promoters, radio hosts, stadium places. I want to do a Swerve City podcast tour.
Boom. 619. And with y'all help, all y'all viewers, all y'all people talking about it, tweeting it, talking about it on Facebook, talking about it at your job, listening to it, getting your friends to share it, listen to it.
Break the walls down.
Break walls down for us, for our careers. With y'all help, we can make that happen.
I broke a lot of walls down. They just end up pregnant after.
Wow.
Oh.
The door is that way.
Oh.
The door's that way.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Keith Lee.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, there's a big storm out there.
But, man, there's still so much more we have to talk about, to discuss. Things happen on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, in our lives, in the world of social media, in the world of entertainment. Mm-hmm. There's never a dull moment. So, keep tuning in weekly to listen to.
Keep tuning in weekly, man. Any closing statements, man?
Man. Sidebar, we just went and seen Hereditary, the movie Hereditary last night, and I got some really mixed emotions about it. I'm not a fan. I really wasn't. It got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm going to say that was Babbage.
It's because you're not like me, the one who watches all the weird culty shit and does all that weird studying on all those strange things and watches weird little like mystery type of shows where you gotta piece it all together. But still, things went over my head. I have to admit, I didn't catch it all.
I think it was a sloppy film, and that the people that made it really thought highly of their intelligence, and they were like trying to outsmart the audience, and they were just like, "Oh yes, well, if you pay attention to the art and the
it wasn't of mother the status. Certain things,"
I'm like, I think you're giving yourself way too much credit as an artist.
No,
and a lot of people do that.
Don't get me started on that. Because I got a lot I can say on people giving themselves too much damn.
I wonder if that happens.
Bro, what have you done? Bro?
I wonder if that happens in porn.
What have you...
Do you think that happens in porn? Porn, like, people, like, really give themselves way too much credit for fucking?
Real talk, though, bro. If you can... Pun the language. If you can let it off on demand like that...
There's thousands of people in the industry that can do the same thing. What makes you special? You think in porn, do you think you're the only one with a big old ding-ding?
Bro.
Do you think, as a woman, you're the only one with a wet vagina?
It's pretty obvious I had no control.
But do you think you're the only one with big giant big titties? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. I know we went a whole left field with that one, but I'm being real.
All you got, I mean, if you could keep your stamina up while you're doing what you're doing, this is a good segment for the next episode because we're going to bring that one up on the next one.
Oh. Hey, we're going to get dirty.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that.
That's what episode about, Jesus Christ.
So,
you might not want to be home for
you
that.
Might not, yeah, man. Because, guys,
the girls' knitting club.
We unleash on those kind of conversations.
Okay. Yeah, I won't listen.
Matter of fact, we'll bring a guest. We're going to try to pop in another guest next weekend.
Yeah.
This week, I should say.
Let's do it.
And I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't even know what it's going to be.
There's that.
But we're going to close out the Swerve Podcast, Swerve City Podcast, episode 2. We're going to call this one Take a Urinate.
Take a Urinate.
That's what we're going
to
name this episode.
Sounds good to me. Oh,
Take God. A Urinate. That's what we're going to go with. And we're going to close off with Montezy Moore. Tell them where they can find you and follow you. You got going on.
You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, at Montezy Moore. You can hit me up and follow me. I'm just a regular guy doing great things. You guys can also subscribe to YouTube at youtube.com/MessageMontezyTV, soundcloud.com/Montezy, and the other one, Montezy MTL. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to what we got going on. This will be up this Saturday for you guys who wants to hear the audio version. And, take care of yourself. Be well. Love everybody. And don't overrate yourself.
Never.
Don't be that guy.
How can they find you? Oh!
And who'd you wrestle?
I do that all the time. Sorry, guys.
That boy, Rey Mysterio.
I'm done.
Oh, shit.
Where can they find you, madame, my sweet lovely?
Nobody can tell me shit about my girl.
You guys can find me on Facebook at Carlina Gore, and then on Instagram. So if any of you guys
tell them what you got going on. Tell them what you tell them.
Can I just reiterate it to them?
I'm trying to figure out. All right, baby. Boom.
So you can find me at Is This Better?
There you go. Let her cook.
Oh my god.
I'm shut up.
You guys can find me at Carlina Gore Stunts, Carlina Gore _ Stunts on the Instagram. So feel free to do any sort of promoting that you want about this whole little show that we did here today on Twitter. I don't use it that much, but still, I'll surprise you guys with some random things once in a while. But find me at Carlina Gore as well. But yeah, if you guys need any crazy fire breathers or any sort of stunt work, you know where to find me.
Yeah. She hosting the next podcast.
Oh, am I?
And she intro to the next album, the Swerve City album.
Oh, God.
Facts.
Boom. Oh, what are we doing?
Along with these bars.
Life's crazy. All right. That's it for me.
Mr. Strickland, sir.
So,
now, let's darling, give it to the maestro himself.
Let's get into the main event.
Man, this weekend, this Saturday, June 23rd.
My birthday.
Boom. Montezzi's birthday. I will be facing Matt Riddle for the Evolve Championship.
Yeah, two more days in my 20s. I'm fucking old.
Dude, we're all old. You are done. I say this every day. I'm like, dude, we're all old as fuck.
Following night.
Shit, my following night. Gray. What the fuck?
Following night.
He's out of here.
Following night.
We're done with our 20s.
I will be facing Rich Swann for the NGW Championship in Knoxville, Tennessee. Following week, Laredo, Texas. I'll be heading out there to take on Daga.
Oh.
Following weekend after that, I'll be with my children. I'll be with my kids, taking them to New York City to see the star-spangled fireworks for 4th of July. And Carlina will be coming with me. We're going to have a family time with that. It's going to be awesome. I'll be taking my younger sister with me, little Shirley Ann. Shout out to my little sister, Shirley. Boom. She's 16 years old, about to be a junior in high school. I am weird. Old as fuck. Moving on from that.
At least your grades ain't come in yet.
Shit.
He's mad over here.
My shit over here looking like
shit. At least the back of your head grow.
Oh my god.
After that, July 12th, I will be at MLW taking on Lowkey for the MLW Championship. Following night, Defy in Seattle, Washington. Swerve's house, Swerve City. The following night, I debut for Bar Wrestling, y'all. Joey Ryan's Bar Wrestling.
Finally.
That's going to be awesome. Don't know who I'm wrestling yet, but tune into my social media at Strickland Shane.
Let's work. You can find out. Put me in, man. I'm just a black man trying to eat, bro.
Bro, when I go, when I make it, you make it. That's all I'm my brother's keeper.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm right.
Let me shut the fuck up. Keep going.
And I'm just gonna leave it at that, because my schedule's packed. And the only way you're gonna know about it is if you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Strickland Shane, at Strickland Shane. Keep listening to the Swerve City podcast right here on my Facebook, and you can listen to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And what else do we got going on? Oh, and you can buy my merchandise on ProWrestlingTees.com/ShaneStrickland.
Right. We just got a bunch of new shirts in today, so
we thank check you them out. For tuning into this podcast on that live, on the computer live, you internets, thank you for tuning in to what we got going on. We are Swerve City.
And thank you for continuing to follow us. Remember, always be confident in everything you do.
And wash your ass. Peace.